a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
And good afternoon. South Dakota Senate will now come to order. We are privileged to have leading us in prayer today, Reverend Brad Urbach from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association, and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag are Jeremy Nedefee from Hartford and Nathan Shea from Pierre.
We bow our heads in prayer, please. Holy and gracious Father, we thank you for the men and women of this Senate. We have enormous work to be done during this session, and we thank you that you have gathered together dedicated servants from this state to reflect and ponder and prayerfully be about the large decisions that need to be made. We pray for safe travels as they go to their homes this day, and that this weekend in which we remember the joy of equality that we share as Americans with one another will also be a weekend of rest for them and a weekend of good reflection. So bless them in their journeys, and we thank you, Father, for each and every one of them. All these things I would ask in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary, call the roll, please.
Senator Adelstein, Bogalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Butler, Furriks, Frisley, Garnos, Gray, Hansen, Tom, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Kraus, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Ray, Roden, Shuckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. We hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading.
Senate Bill 54, an act to criminalize certain acts exploiting minors and to provide a penalty therefor. Senate Bill 55, an act to allow the shooting of coyotes from snowmobiles.
First reading, the Senate Bill 55 assigned to Agriculture and Natural Resources. Senate Bill 54 assigned to Judiciary. Any announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Peters, you almost did it.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two announcements. The first announcement is for all of those of you who don't have enough to do on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. The Appropriations Committee is going to have a topical discussion on the Medicaid program, I believe, and the Department of Social Services overview. The second announcement I have is the American Legislative Exchange Council, Tuesday night, 5:30 to 8. We'll have a meet and greet. We'll have a staff person from Washington, D.C. in to give an overview of the organization. We'll have the governor as well for about 10 or 15 minutes and just fun and fellowship and to discuss what we can do in the future. With that, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Republicans will caucus when we return on Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and then there's chair and vice chair training at 3:30 and 4:14 on Tuesday.
Thank you, sir. Further announcements?
Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce and Energy on Tuesday, 10 a.m., 4:23.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Any further announcements? Be careful traveling. We need you back. Madam Secretary.
Senator Brown moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second?
Aye.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you.